This is PodTech.net. I'm Catherine Girardeau. Charlene Lee, principal analyst with Forrester Research, spoke on a panel called Has Blogging and Social Networking Changed the Marketing Game? At the Always On Stanford Summit on July 27th. One of the things Lee talked about was the generosity corporations need to cultivate when using blogging as a marketing tool. I caught up with Charlene Lee after the panel discussion.
You said something very interesting in your panel discussion about the generosity of blogging as marketing or the need for generosity. I wonder if you could elaborate on
that.
Sure.
This came from Steve Rubell. I thought it was a great idea in that one of the hardest things for companies to figure out is that voice that they want. And especially if they come in and the nature is to say, I have this marketing message that they get out there. Well, that's not a very generous approach to it because it's really about you selling something or telling people versus saying, what is it that somebody needs out there? And being generous is a learned trait. It's not something that comes natural to companies. So I thought that was a really interesting metaphor that if you want to learn how to develop that voice, you need to learn how to be generous. So what would you want to give to your audience? What do you want to help them with? And if you take that kind of approach versus a marketing message approach, that helps you rethink about the different type of mindset that you have to have when you're approaching blogging. Because again, if you approach it as a marketing channel and a medium, it's not going to play very well.
Where do you think corporate blogging and podcasting are going? At the end, there was a little bit of talk about convergence. And, you know, I'm interested in talking a little bit about kind of the independent voice of the blogger versus the blogger marketer. I mean, there's a very gray area in there in terms of consumer trust and controlling the message, not controlling the message. Where is this all going?
I think controlling the message is way overhyped because if you're a good blogger, so to speak, kind of putting quotes around a good blogger, you could have an audience of 4 very engaged people or 4,000 really engaged people or 4 million engaged people. It really depends on your marketing goal. So if in the end you're a corporate marketer and you have a very strong marketing message, that could be a really good point because you're sitting there, look, I really truly believe in IBM's products. I'm an evangelist for it. I mean, look at what Robert Scoble did. He was unapologetic about how enthusiastic he was about Microsoft. But at the same time, he called it as he saw it too. So you knew that you trusted him. And you know, and he is really one of the most generous bloggers, as Steve Rubell says. Because he's so giving. You ask him for something, he's more than willing to give it. And I think that's what really people are looking for, is that a authentic relationship that somebody has, so they're not trying to pull the wool over your eyes. Oftentimes, marketers are doing so much in terms of saying, well, I think I know what you need, rather than listening saying, I think I hear what you need. Is this what you want? In fact, I'm trying to meet your needs. I'm trying to be generous again and trying to address what it is that you want. And I think I mentioned in the panel before, I think the channel is thinking, instead of thinking, this is a blog, it's an opportunity for me to push that message again, it's really much more about, I have an audience, what do they want to hear? And if you can understand what they hear and then you can meet them, I think that's really the success. In the end, not of just blogging, but of marketing in general.
So in a way, you really have in mind that this is a two-way communication. I mean, generosity involves also listening.
Right. And I think when I ended the panel by saying, I think social computing is going to be like air, this will be second nature that we will engage in customer conversations. That you couldn't imagine doing marketing any other way, because anything that was going to be one way is just not going to fly. Consumers will not accept it. They will see it as marketing messages, not meant for me, versus a much more direct message where I am in the message, my friends are in the message, you understand what my needs are, highly customized to me, and you're trying to understand what my needs really are, rather than just say, you're just like everyone else. Instead, you're making me feel really special.
That was Charlene Lee, principal analyst with Forrester Research. We talked with her at the Always On Stanford Summit on the Stanford University campus. I'm Catherine Girardeau with PodTech.net.